Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. New from Jeannie Tompkins, the mystery thriller Inside Looking Out, the first of a trilogy involving the McKenzie family. Next up, To Have and To Hold, and then From This Day Forward. Jeannie didn't start writing until her early 80s. A few false starts, and then her first book, the highly acclaimed Big Boys Don't Cry. Known for her imagination, gripping storytelling, authenticity, Jeannie Tompkins, author of Inside Looking Out, our guest from the UK on today's This Week in America. Hi, Jeannie. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Love having a chance to talk about your book, Inside Looking Out, and this is the first of a trilogy, and fans of the book will be glad to know that this story will continue. Without giving away a whole lot, let's talk a little bit about the story and how it develops. Where did, first of all, the story idea come from for you, for the book Inside Looking Out?
No, I can't honestly tell you. I was doing a doodle. It sounds ridiculous. I was writing something else. I was writing an article for the MS Therapy Society, and I was doing an article called MS and Me. And for somehow a reason, I got distracted, and I wrote down the first line about a young lady looking through a drawer, which reminded me of when I was a youngster looking for something else, but I didn't have the horrible repercussions that this young lady had. So, and I started like that. There was no plot thought through. There was no idea thought through. It just seemed to happen.
Well, that's interesting how it happened like that. How do you take that thought that you had and then develop it into a storyline and into the book Inside Looking Out? What was that process like? You had this thought that that just appeared in your mind. How did you take that and develop it into a plot, a storyline?
Well, you know, I don't know. It developed as I wrote it, because I write straight into my computer and go through it and do the corrections, the ones I can see, quite often I don't see them. But mostly, I correct every page as I write it, and it develops from there. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But in this instance, it did.
It worked out very nicely. The book we're talking about, Jeannie Tompkins, is the author of Inside Looking Out. You'll find the book available at pageturner.us. I'll give you the outlets where the book is available as we go through the program. And you can link on directly information on the book and Jeannie by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting because you talk to many authors that have sort of a strict format and outline they lay out ahead of time and then follow that. It seems like what you do, you're maybe what it flows better. You're more in the moment as you're actually telling the story to progress it from that point.
Yes, it is. I usually have the beginning in my head. I usually have the end in my head, but a bit in the middle has to be written down as it comes, and it just arrives. I can't explain. I've tried to more than once, but it's not been possible. It's one of those strange anomalies where I write down, and it just happens to come on the page. I write it, and that is it.
And it's a winning formula for you. And in the book Inside Looking Out, we're introduced to Christopher Skye McKenzie. He's a young police officer. Talk about him, and then we'll talk about some of the characters that you develop in the book. Talk about Christopher McKenzie.
Christopher is a free spirit. He joined the police force when he was 18 as a cadet, and he went to Hendon, where normal cadets go, made friends with other people, but he joined the Metropolitan Police in Newcastle and Northumberland when he was finished his what we call apprenticeship or his training, whichever way you call it. And then he just had a normal life, like a young police officer, in his free time with his friends. And then one evening, he was coming home, early evening in July, and he heard a sound. He wasn't quite sure what it was, so he investigated. And it was a young lady lying face down, caught up in a pyracanthus hedge. And unless your readers know what a pyracanthus hedge is, let me explain. It's an evergreen hedge that can grow 6 to 16 foot high. It's very, very thick, and it has inch-long thorns on it. And as it matures, these thorns get very, very sharp. and they can do irreparable damage. If a child were to fall on one, it'd be extremely bad for it because it'd be dreadfully impaled on these spikes. Well, this is where this young lady was impaled on these spikes. And unfortunately, she was totally unconscious, so she couldn't help herself. Christopher calls the fire brigade, and he also called an ambulance. She's taken to hospital, and they find that this young lady has been so severely beaten, they don't know who's caused it or how she's been assaulted, but they do know it's going to take several weeks for the wounds on her back and her shoulders to heal. But, of course, when she fell, she came down the stairs running away from her, shall we say, abuser, and she fell, hit her head on the hall table, staggered out of the garden and ran further down the garden. And I think the blow to her head caused her to lose her memory, but with the trauma and everything else, she lost her voice as well. Can you imagine what it'd be like to wake up not knowing who you were, where you were, and couldn't speak? It must have been a nightmare.
Yes.
Living nightmare. And that's what I was faced with at 18 years old.
Yeah, and that you sort of go through that thinking of that process, as you say. You think, what would happen if it happened to you in real life? And Christopher, what, like 4 years later, she comes back into his life again.
Yes, because her mother is murdered. And, of course, again, remember, this young lady, Lindsay, she can't speak. She hasn't retained her memory. She hasn't retained her voice. She hasn't recovered her voice. She hasn't recovered her voice nor her memory. So when they find her in the early hours of the morning, holding a carving knife, standing where beside her dead mother, who'd been severely wounded, who's bled out after having her throat almost cut, the natural thing was to say, "Joe, this young lady had done it. Lindsay had done it," but of course she hasn't. And when Christopher reads about it on the local news about it, he tells his two older brothers he's going to Newcastle. He wants to be there because he's quite sure this young lady, she's very slight and very diminutive, she couldn't possibly have murdered her mother. And that's where the story goes on. Christopher comes from London up to Newcastle to collect all the evidence that he can, to sit in with the trial, watch what's going on. And of course, when she is acquitted and being a not guilty verdict, she passes out. Not because she's frightened, because she's got such a shock, she'd been terrified in case she got convicted. Because bearing in mind, this young woman can't say one word in her own defence. She has to rely on others and the written word. Put yourself in her place. Can you imagine what it must have been like for her? But Christopher comes to her rescue. But this time, the judge intervenes. The High Court judge, Aubrey Page. Now, remember the name Aubrey Page because he's very important. Because the next book is about Aubrey Page.
This is the first of a trilogy, Inside Looking Out. Jeannie Tompkins, our guest on the program, coming to us from the UK. The book is available. Well, let me tell you exactly where it is. This is a republished book now available for sale in ebook and paperback at its lowest retail price, available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner Press and Media Direct bookstore orders, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. And all that information is available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And the second meeting between the two, Lindsay and Christopher, really starts a chain of events which have far-reaching consequences. A lot of things take place. A lot of people's lives are touched. You'll read the full story in the excellent novel, Inside Looking Out. When did this start off as a trilogy, or did the trilogy idea evolve as you were writing the story?
No, the trilogy was a good idea because if I'd written it as one book, it would have gone on forever because everybody in the book has a story to tell. So Inside Looking Out is a story about Lindsay Shawcross and Christopher, his brothers. He has an older brother, Patrick. And older than Patrick is Sebastian. Sebastian is the elder of the three boys, and the three boys have twin sisters, Josephine and Catherine. Josephine's a paediatrician. Catherine is She does all kinds of things. She's an engineer. She does biodiversity. She's into everything that is good and wholesome. She's got two PhDs and a doctorate in biodiversity. And there's one strange thing about the Mackenzie family. Elizabeth Mackenzie is the matriarchal mother. She lives in London part of the time. She lives in Suffolk other parts of the time. But she married a gentleman called Skye Mackenzie, who is a purebred indigenous North American. He came from Toronto, and his antecedents were Arapaho Indians.
This is just a fascinating. I can't wait to be able to follow more of the Mackenzie family, and you can do it. The first one is now available, the first in the trilogy, Inside Looking Out. Jeannie Tompkins, our guest in the program. Information on the book and Jeannie at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How are you coming on the second book? I'm assuming you're working on it at this point, or maybe it's ready for publish.
It's finished. It's ready to go. The second one's ready to go, but we want to see how the first one goes before we release the second one. The second one is more or less all the families involved yet again, but this time the High Court Judge Aubrey Page is very interested in Josephine Mackenzie. The 17 years between them, because the judge is in his late 40s, Josephine is only 30, but he falls in love with Josephine, but he thinks he hasn't got a snowball's chance in hell because of the age difference. But in the second book, there is two court cases, very involved court cases, which anybody who has a legal turn of mind will probably find very interesting. If not, they'll think, oh, well, so what? They're guilty or they're not guilty. But it's all the little bits that make up the book that make it so interesting. And in the second book, you almost guess who is the perpetrator who abused Lindsay so badly in the beginning of the first book. But you don't find out until you read the third book who actually is the murderer and why. And what is more is how.
Now, you've got me interested. I'm going to wait patiently for the second book and then wait patiently for the third book to find out exactly what transpires in all of their lives and find out, sort of tie up the loose ends from the first book, Inside Looking Out. Did you think when you sat down with this idea that came to you that you would have this totally fleshed out story and be able to write a trilogy?
No, I didn't. I hadn't the faintest idea how it was going to happen. I did have the end of the first book in my head, I must admit, because I'd seen something some years before and I wanted to get it in the book. And it was called A Rock Nativity. Now, I once watched on television The Rock Messiah, and in this country, it drew critics and it drew applause. And I was one of the ones who applauded it. It was terrific. It gave it a different aspect, and oh boy, did it lift you up. So I decided in this book, in the Inside Looking Out, the end of the book would end on a tremendous high. So I put in A Rock Nativity. Now, can you imagine A Rock Nativity? Instead of having little kids, as in the book it says, when the drama teacher said, we are going to do a nativity play, one of the 16-year-olds in the sixth form said, oh, no, miss, not little kids with tea towels on their heads. I've got plenty of thing at home. She said, no, sunshine, we are having a rock nativity. We are having a motor rocket. I said, what we really need are motorbikes and a Rolls Royce. And, of course, 16, 17-year-old boys,
oh, yes.
Motorbikes, wow, we've got one. If I haven't got one, I get one. and it really was good. And the whole of the last chapter of the book is built on this rock nativity, and it really ends on a high.
The book is just such a fascinating job on the book. It's Inside Looking Out. Jeannie Tompkins, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. Time has gone by way too quickly. This book is available now, and I'll let you know where in just a couple minutes as we end the program, and we'll be looking forward to parts 2 and 3 in the trilogy. What has this been like for you? I mentioned you started writing a little bit later in life. What has this experience been like? Because I sense your passion. This is really something you were born to do.
Well, in actual fact, what is life for me? It's on a high. You have a despair, thinking, what am I going to do if it doesn't sell? Can I get it published? You go through every emotion in the book, and you end up thinking, was it worth it? Well, even if nobody buys it, I had the biggest thrill of my life reading it and seeing it in print. Whether it sells or not, it's immaterial. I had the great pleasure of seeing it in print. It is great. And you know something? I would go do it all again. I'm going to do it again, actually, because I might, I just might, do a fourth one called Forever Never Amen. Because from the first book right through to the end of the third book, there's a figure wanders in and out the scenery. You don't know very much about him. His name is Jamie Tallington. And Jamie Tallington has a story to tell. I'm sure he has. And I think I'll have to write and write his story, because he's a very interesting guy. And he isn't exactly whiter than white, but he's not a black sheep altogether. There is some redemption for him somewhere, I'm sure.
You know, it's interesting because as you develop these characters, there is still room for them to grow. And as a reader, you're wondering more about these people, which gives you the basis for the trilogy and possibly a fourth in the series. The book is Inside Looking Out. Jeannie Tompkins is the author, our guest from the UK. Jeannie is J-E-A-N-N-E, Tompkins, T-O-M-P-K-I-N-S. It's a republished book, now available for sale in ebook and paperback at its lowest retail price. Available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner Press and Media Direct bookstore orders, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. It's just an excellent read, and good to know that there will be at least several more coming. Jeannie, I mentioned Page Turner in there a couple of times. You've been working with them on this project. What's the experience been like in working with Page Turner?
Well, at first I was a little bit wary because I had a very bad experience with a previous company, similar to, not the same as Page Turner, I must admit. In fact, not as good as Page Turner. They promised me the moon, I didn't get it. However, Page Turner lived up to their promise, but there's one person I'd like to give a plug to.
Sure.
Ty, the gentleman who did the cover for my book, and he's doing the cover for the next two as well. He was really brilliant. And if nothing else, he should get an applauded because he was absolutely superb. But on the other hand, Mike Travis was very helpful and very good. And of course, the young gentleman, Christopher Sampson. We've had a lot of laughs, he and I, together. And he's kept me straight and narrow. And no matter what, I rung up and said, look, I can't do this, I can't do that. And say, just take your time. Just take your time. And he's been very good. Yes, on the whole, Page Turner have lived up to their promise. They are good. And I'm going to give them my other two books.
Well, I know they're very excited about working with you, consider you very talented, and looking forward to taking your works. As I mentioned, bookstores available all across the country have the book available all across the world. And all that information, again, you'll find on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Jeannie, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I look forward to having you back to talk about To Have and To Hold, and from this day forward, and maybe a fourth that we'll be able to talk about as well. Thank you so much for spending some time with us on the program. Congratulations on Inside Looking Out, and it's been fun having you with us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. The book, once again, Inside Looking Out, Jeannie Tompkins, our guest on the program. Information you'll find at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.